Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:45, quarter till 9, breezing through this rainy Friday morning. J.P. Morrell joins us, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, J.P.?
Good, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was talking about this Operation Catahoula Crunch earlier, and you know, I'm trying to figure out how I feel about this. First of all, I don't want dangerous criminals roaming around the neighborhood. Secondly, I guess if you're not in this country legally, you kind of cut the line in front of those who didn't. Although, to be fair, I also think a lot of people that are standing outside at Home Depot and Lowe's are doing a lot of good work for people that would otherwise have to pay a lot of money. And the question I first posed when they said they were going to arrest 5,000 people is, okay, who are these 5,000? How have you identified them? And who's going to do what they're doing now? Give me your thoughts on this whole Operation Catahoula Crunch thing, JP.
Well, first off, when you look at, if you just look on a real basic mathematical way at New Orleans and the greater New Orleans area as a whole, and you look at how many people are arrested or convicted of violent crime, and you look at what percentage of those people are here in the country illegally, Tommy, you don't get anywhere near 5,000 people. There's not 5,000 violent criminals lurking in the greater New Orleans area to meet that number. And when you look at the other cities that have experienced this surge before us, the vast majority of the people that are arrested are not violent criminals, and some of them aren't even in the country illegally because, as we found, I'm sure you saw the viral video of the young woman in Marrero who was chased to her house, who was an American citizen. So the problem is that if you're talking about what is stated as the purpose of Catahoula Crunch, which is targeting violent criminals in the greater New Orleans area, first off, you never should have started with a number. That's like giving police a quota.
I didn't get that from the beginning, JP.
Yeah, when you give people a quota, then they fill the quota. If you're talking about doing legitimate law enforcement work, working with law enforcement agencies to identify people who those agencies, in all likelihood, I mean, the intelligence gathering of the greater New Orleans area law enforcement agencies, Jefferson Parish, NOPD, Gretna Police, the like, they've identified a lot of people who they're building cases against who might fit their criteria. If you want to do something surgical, you could. But, Tommy, it's not about doing something surgical. It's about doing something performative. When you're saying that I'm going to go find 5,000 people and lock them up, and more importantly, what you've seen across all of the other cities, including ours, is they won't tell you who they've arrested. They'll tell you selectively the people they arrested, that we've arrested already probably, according to the Associated Press, dozens of people, but they only reported six that they said, these are six bad guys. Well, if all of them are bad guys, why aren't you telling us all the people you arrested?
Bad guys in terms of violent offenses or bad guys in terms of
violent offenses? I think yesterday they released the names of six people they arrested who are charged with violent offenses. But if you've rounded up dozens of people or hundreds of people and they meet the criteria that you say you're pursuing, which is violent criminals, why are you withholding the names of everyone that you've, do you see what I'm saying? Everyone you've arrested. Because the problem is, if you release the names of everyone you've arrested, you find out that many of them are here not illegally. We saw yesterday there's a gentleman who was arrested in Kenner who was a young man who was assaulted and abused, who was here legally on a visa for assaulted and abused children. And his attorney, who's a former immigration judge, was in the paper saying that, yeah, my guy was here legally. He showed all his documents and they arrested him anyway. And that's kind of, that's the narrative. If this is all above board, then it's not difficult to be transparent. The fact that there is no transparency, Tommy, tells everyone this is not above board.
I don't like the optics, and y'all can text me on this and that and the other thing if you like. I don't care because I'm entitled to my opinions. I don't really like the optics of unmarked vans pulling up with people with masks, snatching people and getting them off the street. I just don't like that. Am I wrong?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I think that one of the points that Mayor-elect Moreno made was that we are allowing people to pull up in unmarked vans to snatch people with masks covered over their faces in a state that is a open concealed carry state. And we also have a stand your ground law. The people who are arresting individuals do not identify themselves. They literally pull up in mask and snatch people. And Tommy, there's only a matter of time before they pull up to snatch someone who's a U.S. citizen who pulls out a legally owned firearm and defends themselves. And the problem is this. The ultimate defense law enforcement has against a stand-your-ground claim is, as long as they identify themselves, the person is required to comply. But if you're covered in a mask, you're essentially plain clothed in most of these instances, and you jump out, who's right? Because we have a very robust stand-your-ground law, a open concealed carry state, and if you're that guy Marrero whose wife is running up and there's some guy chasing her in a mask and you pull out a gun and shoot that person who hasn't identified themselves, what's going on there? How are you going to charge that case?
All right, let me take a break. We can pick it up. We come back and we'll talk about, let's start to say, transfer portal. No, it's not the transfer portal. It's the other portal that you guys put together.
We don't have NILs going right now.
Thank goodness. Well, not yet, but you know what, JP, you never know. Never rule anything out. I was watching an old movie yesterday from 1940, Canute Rockne, All-American, just flipping around a cable trying to find something to escape, and I thought, yeah, that's right, that's how it is. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:57, JP, quick word before we get to the budget about the Know Your Rights portal.
Well, essentially, what it comes down to is the city council and the mayor-elect are providing a webpage where individuals can, A, learn what their rights are as far as U.S. citizens or as people who are here with dubious immigration status. There are basic rights in the Constitution everyone's entitled to. The second part is it allows people to upload data, whether it be video or testimonials of things like that happened with that Marrero woman, where they can say, this happened to me, it was illegal, it was unwarranted, and I want there to be an official database where it's collected so that when all these terrible interactions are done, we can go back and look at it and see just how bad they were.
Tell me about the budget next year and how that's shaping up, and what happened with the mayor over the week.
Essentially, the hard work of the mayor-elect, the budget chair, soon to be CAO, they had found efficiencies in government as well as some ways to raise revenue that did not tax citizens to shore up the budget enough to potentially not do furloughs. The mayor, in a utter moment of petulant child taking her ball home temper tantrum, attempted to prevent them from enacting their plan to avoid the furloughs because she wanted us to tax people. And she literally said that. She said she had nine proposals to raise everyone's taxes and that we didn't do those. And we didn't do what she wanted. So she thought by blocking revenue estimating from taking up Mr. Geruso's proposal that it would stop us. She did not read the charter, which says the Revenue Estimating Committee can make recommendations, but their recommendations are not required to put plans in action. The mayor-elect's going to have a revenue estimating, however, meet the day of the inauguration to sign off on those numbers just to be above board. But
what day is
we've got a plan going forward.
What day is that?
That is January 12th.
How likely are people to see things change in the city after the inauguration?
There is going to
be positive or negative, either way.
Oh, I mean, it'll be positive in that the people that have been selected already and others are really interested in actually doing their jobs. So that should be an improvement. But there is going to be a rough period when we come in, because even with the work that the mayor-elect Joe Geruso and the council have done, we still are short on cash and there will be some impact on services. We're just working to mitigate those as best as possible, because people who pay their taxes deserve to have their services done the way they've been done.
Thank you, JP. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Pleasure as always. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk eating and drinking. Ian McNulty.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.